This podcast is a Folk Media production.
The fun things or the memories that I have traveling by train, well, I have a lot of memories traveling by train. I think traveling by train in Mumbai is one of the easiest, fastest and cheapest ways to travel. When I was young, there were times where I used to travel without ticket. And unfortunately, I did get caught by TCs. Of course, now I do stand in the line and I get a ticket. But yeah, that's me. Closer to the station, we have Bristol Bakery, where we get the yummy bimbo bread from. And also we have Irani Chai restaurant, which has opened up recently.
Agla Station Podcast.
So how do you pronounce that?
Mahim or Mahim? Mahim, right? So Mahim Junction is a station on the Western Line and Harbour Line of the Mumbai Suburban Railway Network, with Matunga and Bandra being its neighbouring stations. And very recently, there's some breathtaking wall art at the Mahim Junction station right now. A mural painting that is a tribute to the COVID warriors.
Agla Station, Mahim.
Well, talking of Mahim, you certainly can't miss the St. Michael Church across the signal when you reach Mahim in Mumbai City.
Hi everyone, I'm Nilesh and I'm from Mahim. First, we have St. Michael's Church, which is famous for its Wednesday novenas. Besides that, we have the Mahim Dargah, where a lot of people visit the Dargah. And the most importantly is the eateries around the Dargah, where you get really good kebabs, falooda, and especially kebab pao.
Hello, I am Kent Souza, and I have been living in Mahim since the past 35 years of my life. I think that the biggest landmarks in Mahim is, of course, St. Michael's Church. Might not go very often, but it is one of the biggest landmarks in Mahim. And I think the other big landmark is probably Paradise Cinema and I guess Crown Bakery, that's no longer there.
So there are people who've been residing in Mahim for many, many years now, and here is what they have to say.
Hi, this is Avril. I'm a Mahimkar, born and raised. I do take the train. In the past, an earlier job some years ago, there I used to take the train all the way to Vikhroli. But recently, in the last few years, I've been fortunate. I don't have to travel much by train. So I only travel up to Lower Parel. Well, I go by cab, but I come back home by train in the evening. So it's a really short journey. But train is the quickest, no doubt about it. Although I can't really stand the crowds. It just scares me, the way people travel hanging out of the train. And I don't like being pushed into the train and pushed out of the train.
The fun things or the memories that I have traveling by train, well, I have a lot of memories traveling by train. I think traveling by train in Mumbai is one of the easiest, fastest and cheapest ways to travel. When I was young, there were times where I used to travel without ticket. And unfortunately, I did get caught by TCs. Of course, now I do stand in the line and I get a ticket. But yeah, that's me.
Well, we may not think of it in the first go, but connectivity and landmarks are pretty critical, are pretty important in Mahim. So the Mahim Junction has a footfall of 2 lakh commuters daily. And Mahim Railway Station is on the Western Railway Line, while there's also the Mahim Causeway, which connects it to South Mumbai.
I think Mahim is one of the fun places to live in Mumbai, mainly because it is centrally located. Mahim is actually known as Mahim Junction, and you could literally get anywhere in Mumbai, north or south, in an hour by train.
So now Mahim Causeway links Swami Vivekanand Road, or SV Road, as a lot of us Mumbaikers know of, and LG Road, being an accessible stretch between the Bandra Masjid. Yes, that's exactly where we see the famous Lucky Restaurant, and Mahim Church. Also, that the stunning and the picturesque Bandravali Sea Link is not too far away from Mahim, which also adds to the connectivity of this place. So, retracting a little to the history of Mahim, the seven islands which together were called Bombaya by the Portuguese, meaning Good Bay, were Colaba, Mazagao, Old Woman's Island, Worli, Mahim, Parel, and Matunga Sayan. So, Mahim in general carries a very heavy history. Its landmarks are representational of this fact. So, the Darga, the fort, the beach, St. Michael's Church, and lots more.
My name is Father Ashwin Castellino, and I am an assistant priest at St. Michael's Church in Mahim. St. Michael's Church is a landmark church in Mahim, and it draws many people, people of all faiths, and not only Christians alone.
Because Mahim has attracted people from across cultures and has a mixed cultural history also, the food is reflective of this. My favorite is the Chinese restaurant, Gypsy Chinese, is a few minutes away. It's actually, maybe 10-15 minutes of walk from the station. But you will love it, and it's extremely old school and classic. And there's a chai tapri wala right next to it. So you can either get tea first or have it later. But here are some recommendations from the Mahim girls.
There are some really iconic places in Mahim, though not very close to the station, but not very far either. For example, this Paramount restaurant, which is just a straight walk down from Mahim station towards LJ Road. It's on LJ Road, so it's just a straight walk down, maybe about half a kilometer or 1 kilometer. And there, their bread pudding is to die for. And till today, we've been eating that bread pudding from, I think, ever since I can remember. And till today, it hasn't changed. Then another place, when I was a child, there was this one dairy which was opposite the living room. They used to have the most amazing lassi. It used to be so thick that you had to eat it with a spoon. I've never ever tasted lassi like that ever in my life, except for that one place. It was called Emperor Dairy.
Closer to the station, we have Bristol Bakery, where we get the yummy bimbo bread from. And also we have Irani Chai restaurant, which has opened up recently.
Good eateries in Mahim include Shena's. They are an all-time favorite for keema and chai, special chai. And also Jafar Bhai's Delhi Darbar, that's another good place to have a good meal. And around the station, I guess there was CCD, and there's Gup Shup for good Goan food.
Well, this was it from Mahim, and I'm sure I can do a part 2 on the same, and it would be great to have more insights from you guys. All you have to do is write to us at hey@curlytales.com or get onto our social media pages. We're on Facebook, we're Curly Tales. We're also on Instagram, we're curly.tales. So stay tuned to the Agla Station podcast only on the Curly Tales website or any of your favorite podcasting apps like Spotify, Stitcher, Google, and more.